الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا ما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام إلى آخر الآية وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القبض أو كما قال على النبي عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this great wealth of iman. Allah Pak keep us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this dunya with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with the people of complete, kamil, perfect iman. Durood and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forever and ever, da'im and abada. He said durood sharif everybody wants. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Somebody once said, Dumu'ul uyun min qaswatil qulub. I'll just read this whole poem before we start. Dumu'ul uyun min qaswatil qulub. Wa qaswatil qulub min kathratil zulub. Wa kathratil zulub min nisyanil maut. Wa nisyanil maut min tulil amal. Wa tulil amal min hubbid dunya. Hubbid dunya ra'sa kulla khatiyatin. Wa kama qala ala nabina alimu salatu wa taslim. The first part of this, dumu'ul uyun, the dryness of the eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Pak loves two tears, two drops, two drops. What are those two drops? The first drop is the drop of tear from the eyes. The meaning of this is, when a person stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's making dua, when he needs something, then he cries in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, in this they say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you're making dua, you must cry. Because that is a sign of humility, and that is a sign that you really need something. Now you know, like a beggar, take the beggar, when the beggar comes in front of you, what happens? He is not dressed up, beautiful suit, beautiful clothes, everything beautiful, and he's asking, he's putting his needs in front of you. No, even sometimes when he has that also, and some of them don't even need this money. But it is a habit and it has become like a business for them to beg. But what he does, and most of the time, you know sometimes that this man is going to use this money in the wrongful place. Whether it's drugs, whether it's liquor, whether it's entertainment, you know he's going to do that. But what happens? Then you get soft. When he comes, he presents all his needs in front of you. I've got a child, we've got no milk, we've got no water, I've got no lights for so many days, and my wife is like this, and the children are like that. And you know this is a known drug addict, or a known, you know, person who abuses money. But because he presents all these things to you, your heart gets soft. You say, hey, go, just give him something. 5 rand, 2 rand, 10 rand, whatever it is. You take out that money and you give it to him. So what happens? Your heart gets soft. So like this also, when you come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who presents all his needs and is crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. Today we have so many needs. We're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple amount of duas and I'm getting accepted. Many people will tell you, I'm making dua for so many years. I'm making dua, but none of my duas have been accepted. Number one, we have heard this many, many times. Our duas, whenever you pick your hand up and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua does not go wasted. It will never ever go wasted. Whenever you put your hand up and you say, and you make a dua, there are many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to your duas. Number one, He'll give you whatever you want. Number two, they say you ask him for Mercedes and BMW. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hey, this fellow is staying in that area. BMW, Mercedes, Benz, firstly, everyone is going to make hasad, then he's going to get sick. Or he's going to get hijacked. So I won't give him BMW, I'll give him nice Toyota. What happens is, the same thing. Where you can go with the BMW and the Mercedes, you can go safely. So the Toyota, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua like that. Secondly, if Allah doesn't give you anything in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have everything kept as an investment in the akhirat when you make dua. So make a lot of dua and get investment in the akhirat. Why you must make? A person, when he goes on the day of Qiyamah, when he sees all his sawab, he'll see mountains of sawab. Mountains. He'll say, you know what? How did I get all the sawab? Then it will be brought to his attention and to his knowledge that day you made dua, this day you made dua, here you made dua, there you made dua, and we didn't give you anything in this world. We kept everything for you in the akhirah. A person will have deep regret. You know, they call it Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret. What's regret? This regret says, Ya Allah, you should have not given me anything in this world. Should have not answered any dua and kept it as an investment. The final way how this dua is effective for a human being. You know, dua, sometimes the dua a person makes, it takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than your salah also. Same thing about it. That dua will take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's a great ibadah. It will take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even your salah. Because you know, you turn into Allah, you are crying. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this, he's giving us concession also. If you got a hard heart, like I'm saying, you got a hard heart, you can't cry, tears are not coming out. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us concession. He says, Fatabaku. If you can't cry, do like you're crying. And not you are crying, just do like you are crying. Du'as are very, very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there'll come such a time, listen to this carefully, there'll come such a time on this earth, no one's du'as will get accepted. You know who? When your du'a will get accepted? When you make du'a like the drowning person. You know the du'a of it, you know a person drowning. You know, a lot of us must have went to the beach or to a pool. And if you like me, can't swim and all these things, the moment when you go, you can't feel the ground. For that split second, how you feel? What the feeling comes over you because you didn't touch the ground. Because you are swimming, only the weak swimmers want to touch the ground all the time. That dua, when it comes out at that time, that's a person's dua when you make dua like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dumu'ul uyun. The dryness of the eyes. Allah Pak loves two drops. One drop of tear in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other droplet is the drop of blood in jihad. A person who goes in jihad. You know, brothers, we don't have so much of time, but you know what is the reward for jihad, for a mujahid? That's why sometimes I always look at this. I don't read Palestinian issues. I stopped reading. It's very heartbreaking. It is very upsetting to all of us, to everybody. Everyone gets so upset when we read what's happening in Gaza and what's happening in Palestine, the brutality and all the problems and how these people are killing the Palestinians. So I stopped reading it. I stopped reading this. And the worst thing is the whole world is watching and no one can do it. I'm not talking about the non-Muslims. Their job is to look and laugh what's happening to you. I'm talking about the Muslims in Gaza, in Palestine. Palestine is surrounded, there are 10 million Jews around that area, in that area, Bilad al-Sham. The whole Saudi, Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, 10 million Jews they are in that area. You know how many million Arabs? There are 100 million Arabs. 100 million Arabs against 10 million Jews. You know, somebody said, not nice to say it in the masjid, but I'm going to say it. Somebody said, if these people, if the 100 million Arabs, if they start urinating there, you'll drown this 10 million people. We are so frightened of these people. But we are not frightened. You know what has happened to us? Fear of Allah has come out from our hearts. That's why the fear of ours have come out from those people's hearts. That's why they're not worried about anything. So Allah Pak loves one drop of blood in the path of Allah. You know what is the reward of a person? That's why I say I don't worry about these things anymore. I don't read these things. It is very heartbreaking and you feel very bad. You start getting stressed out, tension and all these things. But I always look at it from another angle. A person who dies for deen. They all die for deen. And remember, the responsibility of looking after deen, they are taking over. The responsibility, our responsibility this is also. That to go there and look after deen. These people are getting killed, murdered, brutally, whatever it is because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nothing else. I always look at it as the reward that these people will get. You know, we always say, what we come in this world for? We have come to die. But we are, the way our preparations, and the way we are working, and how we are messing well, and how we are, it's sounding like we have come to live. But we have come to die. That is why we keep on hearing Jamaat also prepare for what is everlasting. What is 50, 60, 70 years? Prepare for that. And prepare for the everlasting. So always look at what is the reward of these people. What is the reward of a person who dies in the path of Allah? Number one, before his blood touches the ground, all his sins will be forgiven. Before his blood touches the ground, all his sins will be forgiven. Imagine. And what will happen if all your sins are forgiven? There's no qiyamah for you. You don't have to stand in front of all your sins are forgiven. Qiyamah is all about weighing. Weighing your gunas and weighing your salats. You got nothing to weigh, you only got good deeds. All your gunas are forgiven. Number one. Number two, what is the reward in this dunya? Many years ago, one alim from Pakistan came to our masjid, Verulam. And he was explaining about jihad, the time that Afghanistan thing started. And he was explaining to the people what is the reward for a person in this world. A person who gives his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was quoting some other big alim also. Whatever it is, Chobio, I have not found this in any hadith, but this person quoted this. And he's saying, you see, many prophets came in this world. All the prophets wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous one is Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, you know, he wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begged Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, you know, put Allah Pak in a corner. Allah Pak said, okay, come to this mount. To this mountain. I'll show you myself. When he went there, Allah Pak didn't even show himself. Allah Pak cast his tajalli on the mountain, and the mountain came to smithereens and came crumbling down. Then Musa alayhi salam understood that I cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only person that saw Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're not sure whether it was up in this world, but we know on that Miraj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met face to face. That's the only recording of any human being that saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the reward of a mujahid? They say a person in jihad, he goes, you know, everything he goes in jihad. They say before he takes his last breath, his reward is he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he leaves this world. What Anbiya alayhi salam we made dua for, and they didn't get accepted their dua, but here the person, so I always look at this and get the tali of the heart. If these people are passing away, brutally, whatever, in whichever manner they're getting passed away, they're passing away, and they die, there's no qiyamah for them, the highest state of jannah they're going to get. So I always look at it this, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So the more uyun, what's the reason for, you know, our eyes being dry? Some of us can't cry. Some of us cannot shed blood, the two droplets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, min qaswatil qulub. It is because of the hardness of our heart. Time ho gaya, waqt ho gaya? No. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
دموع من قسوة القلوب. It is because of the hardness of our heart. Our hearts haven't been soft. You know, they say, they give a very beautiful analogy. What analogy they give of our hearts? You know, they say like a piece of land, if you don't work on your heart. They say a piece of land, if you got an open piece of land, you're doing nothing with it. What's going to happen? You got weeds, you got insects, you got snakes. All these things will start coming and staying here. And now Zamana, you may get squatters coming. Then you get the paras. All of them come because the land is empty. No one is using it. That's how it is. You're not using it. You have to give it to somebody. And that's not even wrong also. You got a piece of land, whatever it is, you're not using it. Let someone use it. But this is what will happen. And then on top of that, you still have to pay rates. Right? You have to pay rates on that land. And if you don't do that, then the authorities will come. You get fined in that land. But if you build on that land, nice beautiful flats, couple of houses, couple of shops, you get rental. Plus rental, you give zakat. Muslim people also will benefit from that. People go and stay there, they will also. They say the heart is like this also. If you don't work on your heart, it will be like that empty piece of land. Weeds, insects, snakes, authorities, you'll be fined. And it will become a wabar on you. It will become a problem for you, your heart. But the moment a person works on his heart, go to the mashayikh, go to our ulama, go sit with the peers, go sit with in these gatherings, go in jamaat, go and sit in the ulama program, whatever programs it, this is a cause for our heart to get soft. And when our heart gets soft, what will happen? It's easy to accept the injunctions and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we learn this from? That will be easy for us. We learn it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the advent of deen, of Islam, what happened? We always hear in our tabligh programs, for 13 years, no law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down. No law of Salah also. Nothing. Why? For 13 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked on the heart of people, that their hearts become soft. When their hearts became soft, and it's simple to understand, hard ground, you put water on it, then you can plant. If you don't do that, it's very difficult. Weeds will grow. But beautiful plants, vegetation, whatever, that won't grow. Your heart also, if it is not soft, this is what will happen. And worse than this, brothers, in this zamana, ya Allah, if we don't go, you know, a lot of us, you know, if somebody was mentioning, a lot of us have, let me put it like, not hidden agendas. A lot of us, we sit in law also. Well, all of us, we have dark secrets in us. We have dark secrets. I teach on kitab to the matrix in our school. The name is Tuhfatul Shabab. Very beautiful kitab. It's all self-explanatory. You don't have to even teach. If you just read it like that also, you'll get such a good... Tuhfatul Shabab means a gift to the youth. But this is for everyone. This is, you know when they talk of the fitnas of the cell phone. It's not only for the youth. It's not only for the youth, brothers. I'm sorry. We always say, oh, the youth. They all attend. Everyone is on the cell phone, but everybody is on the cell phone today. Even the old people. One old man, whole day, is trying to, play with his cell phone. Couldn't get it right. And his son came in the evening. He said, all of you have got nice phone. You left me with this phone. I can't make a call. His son took this. He said, "Abba, this is not a phone. This is the remote control for the DSTV." Anyway, everybody is involved in this fitna of the phone, brothers. Don't make a mistake. Do not make a mistake. So all of us have some problems. You know, in this case, you all men here. Why? Some people have a problem of masturbation. The other one of the boys are telling me on the YouTube, very dangerous. I don't want to go into that. That's another story. On the YouTube, they ask somebody a question, one of these people, ulama, whoever comes on the YouTube, they ask about masturbation. You know what was the answer? There's nothing wrong with masturbation. It's just makruh, it's not good. In fact, some people will tell you that maybe it's healthy, but not Muslim people. So, the person is telling me, he's answering the question, and say, Muslim, like some alim, he said, masturbation is makruh. There's no guna in it. Now imagine what a thing. We know all our lives that this is totally haram. totally haram. The person, a habitual person who masturbates, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll come with his hands pregnant in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who masturbates. Now a lot of people masturbate, but masturbation is what? It is a dark secret in our lives. It's a dark secret. A person doesn't do it openly. He doesn't want anybody to know. No one must know that this is what I'm doing. Homosexuality is the same. Lesbianism is the same. Now what all these things, brothers, our hearts, what is happening? When we don't work on ourselves, this, that is like very dangerous. It is taking a strain on the brain. It is taking a strain on the brain. You know what happened? Number one, mental derangement. A person can get mental. And I'm coming to this. And the final is suicide. The final is a person, lot of suicide. In our town, recently, in the last 2-3 years, there was about 6-7 youngsters who committed suicide. Drugs, this, that. There are many reasons that people keep on saying that. But what is, you know, suicide is one thing. Don't think suicide is the way out. The person who commits suicide will have to go to Jahannam. All of us sitting here, brothers. Wallahi, all of us with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are going to Jannat. We are going to Jannat. And most of us here, 99% of us sitting here, we won't even see Jahannam. That's the reality. We won't even see Jannah. Allah's mercy will be such. That is another story for another day. But the person that commits suicide, now there are few people like a habitual intoxicant. When I say intoxicant, zankar, drugs, dakha, anything. A habitual person who takes intoxicant. Habitual zani. A person who makes zina, they will go to Jahannam. So dangerous is this at these gunas. So dangerous. The person who makes zina all the time, you know when he's put into Jahannam, brothers, when he's put into Jahannam, it's fine, you get burnt. And there's nothing worse than getting burnt. There's no like pain more than a person getting burnt. Right? A person, because we can't even put a like a off matchstick on our this thing. We feel so much of pain. So when a zani, a person, habitual person who commits zina, when he is put into Jahannam, Allah Akbar, the other Jahannamis, they'll say, "Bhai, please go away far from us. Everything we're going through this fire of Jahannam." He said, "The smell and the stench that is emanating and coming out from your private parts is increasing our misery." I don't want to talk about intoxicants. Intoxicants, very good. One of the worst gunas is intoxicants, brothers. Wallah, make lot of dua. Work on yourself. Whatever it is, get out of this. Because of intoxicants. Inshallah, not that. Oh, speaking about suicide. Yes, a person who commits suicide, he will go to Jahannam. He will go to Jahannam. And then he will be because of his iman. He had iman. Then he will be taken out from Jahannam, and then he will be put into Jannah. But one thing, you know, brothers, with all these dark secrets we have in homosexuality, sometimes drugs, sometimes masturbation, all these things, these are dark secrets. And what happens? It takes a strain on our brain. Because we're not speaking about it. See, if you've got a problem, there are many, many places and many institutions where you can go. You'll be alone. The person won't speak about it. Speak to one, some people, that's the only way. You go, you speak it out, you take it out, and they'll show you ways that how you can remedy yourself. You know, brothers, what is the biggest or worst thing? Pretoria, Lodium. What happened? One person was pastor, old man. I know that person also. He came Jamaat to our masjid. They took him to the ghusl khana. They saw a lot of marks on his body. They said, "We cannot give ghusl. You can't give ghusl for a body like that." When they started investigating, his son murdered him. Now how a son can murder a father? There are very few reasons why he can murder his father. And one of this is when, you know, when you get that schizophrenia, or you get that week after that in Lent, also another pious man. They've investigated how he passed away. His son killed him. Brothers, every way this problem is. I'm just saying there, I don't want to say anywhere else. In Durban, there's 5-6 cases in Durban in this year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Brothers, let us work on our heart, let us work on Islam, let us work on our deen.
Inshallah, we start 5:10 namaz in the masjid. Inshallah, there's a youth program. I don't know the dates. When is tomorrow? Which masjid? Spine Road. Inshallah, there'll be a youth program. Very, very important, brothers. Very, very important for us to send our children. And we can go there ourselves also. If you're young at heart, you can go there. Chacha, no problem. Even if you're feeling young, you can also go there. It's a youth program. Please send our children. Please. You know what is happening at the end of the day? What will happen in the Balito area? What do they call it? Rage. That word will tell you what this is, the rage. Lot of Muslim girls and boys are going. Then when we have a youth program, I don't know what happens. So this thing will tell you rage. What's happening there is rage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.